1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening. Welcome to Northview Girls Basketball on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Northview versus Clay City, the rivalry of the year. The South traveled, Clay City travels north to visit us here at Northview for a home game. Jacob, we talked about it earlier. This is what these girls play for pretty much all year, is to beat the county rivals.
Oh, yeah, county bragging rights on the line for both of these teams. It's always an exciting time here as we get closer to February, and here before you know it, here in a couple weeks, our boys programs are going to go at it to two programs that have had some good success, and it looks like we're going to have two really good county rivalry games this year.
Yep, the Northview Lady Knights coming off of a big loss the other night. We had the Cloverdale game. They had three shots to win it at the end of the game, and they fell to the Cloverdale Clovers. But what an outstanding game Saturday night by Audrey Spencer, the freshman, putting up 24 points, and Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game.
Yeah, Audrey's such a special talent, and Northview has a lot of young talent that are very special and have a lot to be hopeful for here for the future. But, I mean, I would hope that these girls, even though they haven't had the year that they want, they know that fabulous February is coming up here in a week, and they want to try to make some damage in the tournament, and it's not going to be easy. But anything can happen if you have the mentality of a champion. So tonight's going to set the tone, not only for them, but for Clay City, who got a bye in their sectional, so they got a good little draw. But this is really when you need to start getting hot as a team.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for this one. We'll talk a little bit about the draw and the paths that's coming up for both teams. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School, home of the Northview Lady Knights as they take on the Clay City Eels. Clay City Eels travel north on State Road 59 with a record of 5-17 to take on the Lady Knights, who are 7-14. Jacob, pretty much, you know, the records, you know, reflect about the same. We've played a little bit bigger, a little tougher, a little stronger schedule than Clay City, but both teams struggled here lately.
Yeah, and I tell you, that's the nature of the beast. When you got, you know, 2A Clay City and then 3A Northview, we're always going to be playing the big schools. But I tell you, you know, here in the recent news, I know the boys, Clay City, they played Terre Haute North, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, they're getting out there trying to play the bigger schools. Played them really well. That's something I wish I could have seen back when they had the Clay City teams of my age.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
When they were making those semi-state runs, going up against a great team like that. But, no, I tell you, both of these teams, obviously not the season they want, but Northview especially, you know, we've been at a lot of the Northview games. We've had a lot of tooth-and-nail close finishes that didn't go our way. And, you know, that's the nature of the beast when you're talking athletics here, especially in high school. And anything can happen on any given night.
You can throw away records when it comes to county rivalries and big games, you know, like the Terre Haute North-Northview game, the Clay City-Northview or Terre Haute North game. You can throw away records whenever you're playing the cross-town, cross-county rivalry like that. You know, and one thing you got to think about tonight is the two seniors for the Knights, Haley Ritchie and Mackenzie Barger. They're playing their last two home games of their career.
Yep.
And, you know, both of them have been four-year players. Mackenzie's not had as, you know, successful a season this year as Haley has, but they both, you know, played a lot of minutes. And hats off to those two. Both of them seniors. Both of them have played really well. And, you know, it's been really fun to watch them.
Oh, yeah, and I know the two senior mentality. You never want to end on a loss, which, you know, for every team in the state except for one in each division, in each class, that's how it happens. But, you know, hopefully for these seniors, they don't end with a loss here at Northview High School on their home court. Hopefully they can leave this court with a win.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the sectional draw for both teams. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast. The Northview Lady Knights take on the Clay City Eagles. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Jacob, the draw for the IHSA sectionals happened last Sunday, and the Clay City Eagles, their fate will lay in the hands of the winner of Bloomfield versus Eminence. They got the first round bye, so they'll play February 7th at 6 p.m. Clay City 5-17, Bloomfield 9-12, and Eminence 5-12. The winner of the February 7th game will play on February 8th against either North Central, Shackamack, or White River Valley. The first round of that sectional, Shackamack 4-17 versus WRV, who's 8-13. And the winner of that takes on North Central, who's 13-7. So Clay City, you know, even though the record's not as good as it's been, you know, Coach Sinders and them's got a pretty good chance to make the final game and possibly win it.
Yeah, oh no, I like the way that sounds for Clay City. And, you know, here's the thing about that. When we're not playing Clay City, my hat's always off to them. I'm always rooting for them. I know that, you know, I might get some hack for that, but there's no need to hate them when you're – I'm not necessarily hate them, but, you know, like no need to not like them unless you're playing them, because that's the only time we're ever going to see them is this game. But, no, that sounds like something they could easily win. You know, if they play well, it sounds like there's only one team above 500 in that sectional from what I heard.
Yep.
So, I mean, anything's possible.
The Northview Lady Knights, their sectional draw wasn't as favorable because they didn't get the first round bye like Clay City did. But they had a first round game on February 5th at 7:30 p.m. as they take on 18-5 Edgewood, who we faced back on January the 8th. And Edgewood upset the Knights 51-34. Edgewood is 4-1 in sectional, and they are not favored to win, as Brownstown is 20-3, was ranked high as fifth in the state, and Brownstown will take on Brown County, and the winner will face either Edgewood or Northview.
Yep.
On the top side of the bracket, it'll be South Vermilion 11-9 versus Owen Valley, who's 6-16. Winner of that game takes on West Vigo, who's 8-12, who drew the first round bye. And the championship game for the Owen Valley sectional will be on February the 8th at 7:30 p.m. We will have play-by-play coverage of the 7:30 game on February 5th as Northview will take on Edgewood.
Yeah, I tell you, there's so many good teams in that sectional. You got Edgewood, who's had a great year. And then you look, I tell you, that Brownstown Central and Brown County game is going to be a good one. Brown County just won the WIC, and, you know, there's a lot of really good teams in the WIC on the girls' side of things, so that's going to be a knockout, dragout. And, you know, if you're going with the numbers, that's, I mean, honestly, probably, you know, the favorite as far as whoever wins that's probably going to be the favorite going out.
Yeah.
Northview doesn't have the easy path. But you know what? David beat Goliath. It's all about having the stone in the sling and getting ready to go because, like we talked about, anything can happen.
Well, and you look at the losses that Brown County has on the season. They lost to number one Columbus East, 79-69. They lost to number three Bloomington South, 47-38. They lost to 1A number one Trinity Lutheran, 47-54. They lost to 4A Whiteland, 53-64, and to Jennings County, who's another big 4A school, 61-59. So just because Brown County's got five losses, they've been against quality opponents.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you, them winning this WIC against South Putnam, South Putnam's had such a fabulous year, and they get overlooked because they're a small school.
Yep.
But, I mean, they've been in the rankings. They've had a great year, so that was a huge win. And for them to win by 30, that was what really caught my eye to say that, you know what, Brown County's the real deal this year.
Yep, they are, and they played really well. But, you know, we're not counting out our favorites. The Lady Knights, as they're going to take the chance. You know, it's a new season, as Coach Keyes said.
Yep.
You know, if February, it's going to be something new for us. We're going to go for a sectional championship.
Right.
All right, we'll be back after this commercial break with starting lineups, the tip-off, and more. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Pepsi Zero Sugar is for everyone. Literally everyone at your Super Bowl 54 party this year. Like the guy who only came for the commercials.
Everyone, shh. Zero talking. I need to watch these. These commercials will be the social touchstones upon which all pop culture for the next year is defined.
Here, Doug. Have a Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Oh, thanks.
Or that one person who went overboard with the snack food presentation.
As you can clearly see, I've modified the Doritos to form an exact replica of Miami Stadium. That's guacamole to represent the field, and nope.
Have this Pepsi Zero Sugar and maybe step away from the snack table for a bit.
Make sure you stock up on Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Super Bowl 54, for everyone at your party.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, save on your favorite Pepsi products. 1.25-liter bottles of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Aquafina are only $1.79 each. Buy two and save even more. Mix and match any two for just $2, only at Casey's General Stores.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. We're going to bring you live coverage of the Clay City Eels versus the Northview Lady Knights. Looking ahead, Friday night we'll have the WIC Boys crossover game as the Northview Boys will take on the Cloverdale Clovers at a 7:30 tip-off. We'll be on the air at 7:15 with the pregame. Then on Saturday we will not have play-by-play, but the boys varsity will move down the road to Crawfordsville, and we'll play the Crawfordsville High School. And then we will be back on the air on Thursday, February 6th, with the boys as they take on Terre Haute South from Terre Haute South. And, Jacob, we talked about it in the boys' game. We've talked about it in the girls' game with the boys beating West Vigo and North. Be the first time in, what was it, 17 years?
I just know.
It's been a long time since we beat all three of them.
Yeah, I just know talking with Jacob Fowler, he's done such a great job just as a young sophomore for him. You know, he said that it'd be the second time in school history that they've had the Vigo County sweep. And, hey, what better time than the present? They've had such a great year. I'm so happy for them, so happy for Coach Byram to see everything start to pay off for them, right? They say trust the process, trust the process. And that process is coming to fruition for our guys, and it's awesome to see.
All right, well, We're getting ready here as the teams are getting warmed up. The band's here. The band's loud. The crowd's starting to finally come in. There was 12 people here at tip-off for the JV game, and I thought, man, this is a couple of these girls, probably Clay City too. I didn't really look too far ahead at their schedule. I'm pretty sure this should be it for them because sectional starting. So this is going to be a chance for these families to watch a couple of these girls for the last time. So, but make sure your Friday night, if you can't come out to the game, you tune in, as we'll have you the WIC boys. I think it's 5th, 6th place.
I think so, yep.
It'd be Northview taking on Cloverdale. Well, Jacob, tonight it looks like Jason Sender is going to start Emily Hyatt, Haley Walton, Lauren Myers, Abby Jo Krupp, and Kaylee Miller for Clay City. And we'll turn it over to the public address announcer, Mr. Scott McDonald, for starting lineups. Added a little more time up here, so turn that down and wait on him. Jacob, looking at the coaches, Sender's 11-36 in his second year, and Coach Zach Keys for the Knights, he's in his fifth year at the school, 68-54, both of them outstanding high school basketball players. Sender's played back when I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
And boy, he could shoot the rock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know too much about Keys shooting well. I mean, he's up on the 1,000-point club, but his shots were all inside the paint, right?
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, I'll tell you what. If you can score 1,000 points,
you did it
somewhere.
Turn it over to the public address announcer, Mr. Scott the Legend McDonald.
As an Orpheus Hoops man, under the direction of Mr. Dominic Thompson, honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
starting lineup for the Northview Knights and the Clay City Eels. One change there to the Knights lineup, Jacob, that we haven't seen for a while, and that's Hannah Dawson stepping in. Hannah Dawson's going to start tonight for the Knights. I know she did the other night against Cloverdale, but you know, that's been a big change for the Knights.
Oh, yeah, Hannah Dawson's been playing so well. I know she's not lighting up the scoreboard with the points, but by golly, she does all the little things right. She's always on the ground going after loose balls. She's going to box out. She's going to get rebounds. And she plays the best post defense that this team's got, and she's a grinder out there, Brad, so very well deserved.
Tara Pierce steps in for the injured Aaliyah Owens, and as the tip goes up, Clay City's Kaylee Maurer was a little rambunctious and tipped it out of official's hand. So the ball's in the air, and it's tipped, and it's controlled by Macy Timberman and the Lady Knights. Knights got the basketball. Tara Pierce on the left wing. Gets it across court to Timberman. Guarded heavy. She dribbles, drives, throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound to the Eels.
That's something Northview's going to have to do is be able to finish down low on the Bunnies.
We couldn't do it in a JV game. Let's hope we can get something directed here. Clay City basketball, top of the key. It's Kaylee Miller. Miller to the right side, throws down. It's off the glass, and it's good. That's 2 points for Emily Hyatt, and Eels up to a 2-0 lead. Northview basketball, Macy Timberman dribbles it from right to left. On your radio dial, Knights basketball, right corner, Timberman. Throws it in the corner to Pierce. Pierce a three attempt. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Lady Eels. Ball's going to be controlled by Lauren Myers. Myers to the left wing. Kicks it ahead to Walton. Walton dribbles, drives, dishes it off to Abigail Krupp. Nothing there for Krupp. We're going to get it back up to the top of the circle, and it's a drive inside by Walton. Walton off the glass and count it. Clay City 4, Knights 0. Two quick drives to the basket, and the Knights trail by 4.
Clay City setting the tone here early. Knights got to bounce back here. Got to answer.
Macy Timmerman's got it on the left wing. She looks inside, gets it to Tara Pierce. Pierce dribbles back up into the corner. Back up top to Maurer. Maurer to the right side to Dawson. Dawson thought about a three. Gets it to Pierce for a quick three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes off to Clay City. That's Lauren Walton with her second rebound. And the Knights are 0 for 3, Jacob, early.
They're getting decent shots, honestly, too. Good ball movement, shooting open threes. They'll fall eventually, hopefully.
Clay City basketball, right wing, three ball. Lauren Myers, count it, three for Myers. 7-0 quickly for the Lady Eels.
Coach Key's going to let it play out. I know a lot of coaches right there would have called a timeout, try to cut the momentum, but Knights are going to roll with it.
Macy Timberman looks for a high ball screen from Dawson. She gets it, rolls, throws it off the glass, and she's going to be fouled. Timberman will go to line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to be on Clay City, number 13. That's Lauren Walton, her first, team's first. So 5:51 to go in the first quarter. The Lady Eels off to a 7-0 lead. Timberman at the free throw line. First shot's up, and it's good. The Knights are on the scoreboard. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Scoreboard tonight's brought to you by Great Dane Trailers. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. We're hiring. Join our team today. Apply for a new career at greatdane.com. Timmerman's second shot's up and count it. 7-2 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Clay City basketball. Knights look to put on a full court pressure. A little bit of a trap. Clay City's going to break it and everybody's going to retreat. And the ball's going to be controlled at the center court by Lauren Myers. Myers off to the right wing to Haley Walton. Walton, cross court, two attempt, about an 18-footer, up and no good by Lauren Myers. Rebound comes off offensively to the Eels. Eels got the basketball, not in any hurry. Coach Sender's barking orders from the sidelines. Down the corner, Emily Hyatt, little 15-footer, no good. Rebound to Audrey Spencer. Spencer looks to drive. Up top, cuts in the paint, throws it off the glass, and it's good. Audrey takes off with 2 points, and the Knights cut the lead to 3. 7-4 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Clay City basketball. We got a quick foul called against Hannah Dawson. Yep. That foul's going to be on Dawson. That's her first, team's first.
Got a little too handsy right there.
Yep, Clay City triggers it in. Walton's got it. Right side dribbles. Nothing. Drives. Nothing. Gets fouled, but no call. Throws it up. And it's put back in by number 44, Kaylee Miller. And it's 9-4, Clay City.
Missed box out right there. Yep. Was very crucial in the JV game and crucial right there, too.
Audrey Spencer gets it, drives to the lane, gets her ball tipped out of the way, and she ran into a brick wall. And Haley Walton with her hands straight up. Good defense there by the Eels.
Exactly what you want to do there. You don't want to go for that shot fake. That's when you get fouls.
Haley Ritchie set to trigger underneath the basket. They're going to get it across in the corner to Pierce. Nope. Up top to Timmerman. Timmerman gets it, throws it ahead to herself, and she's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Clay City's Haley Walton, I believe. That's her second foul, team second. Coach Sender's not happy with the call. He calls PJ over, and he has to stand up to PJ. PJ's about 6'6", Sender's about 5'3". Inbounds play to Timmerman. Timmerman gets it tipped away. Nice set play, but never could get a hold of it.
I tell you, the way she took that tackle, she might try out for the football team, but no whistle, so we're going to have it out of bounds.
Stella Harrison, a senior, checks in for the Eels, and they inbound it to Audrey Spencer. Audrey gets it right side, dribbles around, nothing there, picks up her dribble. Gets it off to Tara Pierce. Pierce back to Spencer. Spencer to elbow, drives, throws it up, and she's fouled. That foul's going to be on 21. That's Lauren Myers, her first.
Oh, 15. They change it.
Stella Harrison, who just checked into the game for Haley Walton, who had two fouls.
Yep.
So Audrey Spencer will go to the line to shoot two.
Look for Audrey to try to take this game over, kind of like she did that Cloverdale game. Get out of the way, go into the lane, and she finishes, draws the foul here, see if she can hit her free throws.
First shot's up and no good. Off to the left. Tonight's game's a service of Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Park County REMC. Spencer's second shot finds nothing but net, and the Knights got a 9-5 as they trail the Eels by four. 4 minutes to go in the first period. Clay City with the basketball. Off to the left side is Emily Hyatt. She gets it tipped up by Dawson. It's saved. Inside is going to be Abigail Group. She takes it to the basket, and she's fouled. So Abigail will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. Those refs are looking for that arm to be straight up at a 90-degree angle, and if it goes a little bit acute, you know, we got those acute angles. It's going to be a whistle every time.
Group's shot's up and off the back, and it's no good. Abby Joe missed the first one. Sub in for the Knights. That's going to be Hannah Dawson having a seat, and checking in will be
Sydney
Maurer. Rebound off the second miss. Comes out to Audrey Spencer. She's going to drive the lane. Throws it up. It's good.
Wow.
Audrey Spencer with 5 points and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
What a player. I don't know if you know who this is. She reminds me so much of Roosevelt Jones, the guy who used to play for Butler.
Yep.
He would just drive. Yep. Nice little handles and
reminds
just throw it up.
Reminds me so much of Brody Boyd.
Okay.
Brody was the same way. He was an outside threat, too, but he'd just worm his way in and make it in and throw it off the glass and get it. So Audrey's free throw's no good, and scores 9-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Clay City basketball. Hyatt's got it. Pitches it off to the right corner to Harrison. Gets it stolen away by Spencer. Audrey drives, throws it off glass, no good. Comes back in, Maurer gets the rebound, no good. Shot's blocked, out of bounds, Northview basketball. Wow, what a possession there.
That was something else.
Audrey's shot was blocked. Sydney Maurer throws one up, gets it blocked. And we're going to have a timeout. It's 30 seconds. We'll be back.
Yep.
You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's Trail Eagles 9-7, 3:24 to go in the first period. It's Northview basketball.
Audrey Spencer doing such a great job keeping the Knights in it. Clay City with a wonderful start to the game, but Audrey Spencer says not so fast.
Seven unanswered. Here we go. Knights basketball. Tara Pierce got it. She hands it off to Macy Timmerman. Timmerman drives, kicks it out to Richie. Richie across court to Spencer. Spencer thought about driving, picks up their dribble, gets it inside to Macy Timmerman, and she throws it away. Turnover Knights. Checking in for Clay City's number 33. That's Wolf. That's Kendra Wirtz. And full court pressure put on again by the Knights. Clay City gets it in. They break the press. Emily Hyatt up ahead to Wirtz. Wirtz airballs it.
Great
not
box
how
out
you
by want to
come in and start the game.
Yeah, not the start there.
Rebound. Timmerman takes it coast to coast. Macy Timmerman ties it up. 9-9 on your Great Dane scoreboard. 2:45 to go. Timmerman almost got a steal. And we got a jump ball.
That's what I like to see right there, old-fashioned basketball, getting down on the court, going after the loose balls.
Yep.
This is what a county rivalry is all about. Who wants it more? And both of these teams are showing they both want it pretty badly.
So Tara Pierce going to take a break, and coming in will be Hannah Dawson. Here we go, Clay City basketball. They get it inbounds to Hyatt. Hyatt gives it, hands it right back off to Myers. Myers going to walk it up. Right corner, she gets it right back to Hyatt. Hyatt for three, in and out, no good. And the ball's out of bounds, and it's going to remain Clay City.
Wow.
PJ about missed that one. He corrected himself.
Yep.
I seen the blood pressure go up in Coach Sanders. Here we go. Clay City ball underneath the basket. Myers looks to get it in. She does. Throws it into Hyatt. Hyatt goes up, and Timmerman picks up her second foul in the first quarter.
Here comes Tara Pierce.
Emily Hyatt will shoot two, and Pierce will check in, and Timmerman will have to have a seat.
Timmerman's playing really aggressive, though. You like to see that, but sometimes you got to play aggressively smart, though.
Yeah. Officials taking a long time here getting this free throw attempt in. First shot's up, and it gets the shoulders bounce for Hyatt. Count it, 10-9. Clay City. Don't forget, we'll be on the air Friday night with the boys WIC as the Knights welcome the Cloverdale Clovers. Second shot's up, and it's good. 11-9 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview's got the ball. It's Audrey Spencer, a little behind the back, crossover. And she's got the handles, and she's fouled by Abby Jo Crepe, her croup, her second, team's fifth. Tonight's game brought to you by Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. So Spencer's got the ball at the midcourt. Dribbles to the right side, nothing there. Great defense by Emily Hyatt. Gets it off to Pierce. Pierce to Maurer, left wing. Looks down inside, give and go to Audrey Spencer,
fake.
And she threw it too high off the glass, and it's no good. Clay City with the rebound. Eagles got the ball. Just under 2 minutes in the first period. Right side's Wirtz. Back up top, she gets it to Myers. Myers dribbles, almost gets it. Oh, she travels.
Yep.
She almost got her pocket picked, but trying to reposition herself from the defender, she moved her pivot foot.
Yep, you can hear Coach Sanders on the sideline yelling, move the ball, move the ball. They want that ball movement to start circulating the offense.
So Sydney Maurer running the point now. Macy Timmerman on the bench with two fouls. Tara Pierce got it, and right side handoff Spencer. Deep three by Spencer. No good. Rebound comes off to Richie, and it's tipped out of her hands. You don't see Audrey shoot a lot of threes, but, boy, she did the other night at Cloverdale and hit two of them.
Oh, yeah, and that's such a great thing to be able to do when you're a threat down low, because if you can start being a threat outside, it opens it all up.
She's only a freshman. Gets the inbounds pass, dribbles, and she's fouled. She'll go to line to shoot two.
She also does such a great job absorbing contact down low and being able to handle the ball and being able to have so much control with the ball down low. I don't know, it's special, and you can't teach that. That's just raw talent.
Spencer come from St. Pat's, yeah, Catholic school. Spencer misses the first of two. Checking back in will be Stella Harrison. Oh, I'm sorry. Haley Walton with two fouls. Coach Sender putting her back in as Abby Jo Krupp will go to the bench with two fouls. Spencer's second attempt up, and she corrected it. It's good. 11-10 on your Great Dane scoreboard. 1:30 to go in the first period. Clay City basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Finally is Walton. Walton dribbles, being guarded heavily by Maurer, and she travels. Third turnover.
Great defensive pressure out there by Sydney. She does such a great job defensively. She gets out and flat-out guards, and that was a great display right there.
Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com. For more information, call Tony at 812-446-7331. Knights basketball. Spencer straight to the basket. Misses it. Rebound comes out to the Eels. Eels with a long three. In and out, no good. That was by Myers. Rebound comes off. A long rebound to the Eels. Hyatt's got it up top. Under a minute now to play in the first period. Left side's Lauren Myers. Guarded by Richie. Richie almost blocked a shot. It goes up and it comes down, and Richie with the rebound. Richie's got it. Dribbles coast to coast. Throws it up. No good. Rebound by Dawson. Saved out to Pierce. Pierce with a long three. Count it. Tara Pierce with a three. And that puts the Knights up 13-11 with 20 seconds to go in the first period. Clay City basketball, 15 to go. It's controlled by Myers. They're looking for one shot. Get it on the right wing. Is Hyatt. Hyatt throws it inside. Spin move. Got by with a travel. Oh, yeah. It's no good by Walton. Northview basketball. Shot at the buzzer by Pierce. Wasn't close. And at the end of one on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 13. The Eels 11. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. At the end of one, the Knights lead 13-11 on a big three-pointer by Tara Pierce, and it'll be Knights basketball. Start the second, Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles in, spins, throws it up, out of bounds, blocked shot, no whistle. Macy looks for a foul, and Coach Keyes tells her to sit down.
Hey, no, he says, I know calm you got down. Fouled, but he's saying,
yeah,
hey, you got to fight.
Down, calm
yeah,
down.
You got to fight through the adversity and get this next one.
Knights inbound to Pierce. Pierce, oh, she was wide open for a three, but she gets it to Timmerman, who throws it in. Macy Timmerman with the three ball. 16-11 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Knights with a five-point lead, the biggest of the game for either team. Clay City basketball is controlled by Myers. Myers on the right side gets it off to Harrison. Harrison up top to Miller. Miller down the corner. Gets it over to Myers. She dribbles in, gets it stolen away by Sydney Maurer. Maurer drives, throws it up, and she's fouled.
I mean, I tell you, we'll take that foul, but out of all the non-calls and calls, I think that looked pretty clean. But by God, we'll take the two free throws here.
Sydney Maurer go to line to shoot two. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are number one at York. I stopped in today and seen Debbie Butler at York Automotive. Talked to her about a used vehicle. So if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, stop into York Automotive. Ask for Debbie Butler. Tell her Brad sent you. Jacob, so far the nights come out really cold. Then Audrey Spencer hit a spark, and now we've had 5 points by Macy Timmerman and that big three there by Tara Pierce to end the first period. Knight's got something rolling now.
Oh, yeah. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Basketball and any sport, for that matter, is a game of momentum, and it doesn't matter when it hits, but by golly, when that momentum hits, it's hard to get off the momentum train, and that's exactly what Northview's riding right now.
Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. We're hiring. Apply now. Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley, proud to be a sponsor of Northview Athletics. Mauer to the line to shoot two. First shot's up, and it's good. Sydney Mauer with her first point of the game. The Knights with a 17-11 advantage. She's going to shoot the second one. Mauer with about four dribbles, spins it, eyes it, flies it, back of the rim, no good. Mauer misses the second one. Knights struggling at the free throw line. Clay City's got it, and they just almost threw it away. It's contained down the corner by Hyatt. Hyatt across court, and that's going to be a 2-18-footer that's airballed. Airballed by Harrison, and they got a foul on the rebound, and that's Dawson's second foul.
Yeah.
Team's fourth, and Audrey will come right in for Hannah. Clay City basketball underneath. Top of the keys, Hyatt. Hyatt down the corner. Gets it off to Myers. Myers dribbles, throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Tara Pierce. Knights look to drive as Timmerman kicks it back up to Pierce. Richie for a three. Top of the key. Count it. And she gets tackled. And no whistle.
Way to hang in there. And I tell you, we talked all year. Richie spots usually that wing. And she takes that from the top of the key and knocks it
about
down.
About a 23-footer by Richie. And it found nothing but net. And the Knights are up 20-11. Clay City basketball. Lauren Myers gets it down inside. That's to Harrison. Harrison dribbles, throws it up. Off the glass, no good. Ooh. Spencer with the rebound. Ooh. Behind the back for Audrey, and she looks just to drive. She comes up with one thing in mind. That's drive. Macy Timmerman with a big three. Timeout, Coach Sanders and the Eels. The Lady Knights up 23-11. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Great Dane scoreboard, the Lady Knights 23, the Clay City Eels 11. Four threes in a row by the Knights. And Clay City has the ball underneath. Stolen away by Richie. She throws it up, and it's good. Haley Ritchie now with 5 points. The Knights extend it 25-11. Coach Sanders don't like that out of a timeout, I'm sure. Five turnovers for the Eels. And it's done it again. Backcourt violation. Over and back for the Eels. And another turnover. That's six.
Yeah, Coach Sanders not a happy camper over there as he pitches his tent to the official saying he disagrees with that call. But Northview ball once again.
Macy Timmerman's got it. Looks ahead to Pierce. Pierce hands it off to Audrey Spencer. Behind the back, kicks it out.
Look.
Sydney Mauer with a deep three, and it's no good. Rebound, Clay City. So it's going to be controlled by Myers. Lauren Myers not in a hurry, dribbling around the big, beautiful Burgundy Inn here at Northview High School. Now she's going to dribble, kicks it out. And it's taken inside by Harrison. Harrison gets, oh, man, she's fouled. That's Haley Walton who got fouled by Spencer. And Audrey knew that was a mistake on her part. Checking in now will be Mackenzie Barger, the other senior, and Timmerman will have a seat. Checking in for Clay City will be number 31. That's Tara Arthur. And Clay City will have the ball out underneath the basket. They trigger it into Hyatt. Hyatt dribbles, picks it up. Nothing there. Looks off to the left. Gives it to Lauren Myers. Myers dribbles back up to the mid-circle. Gets it on the corner to Arthur. Arthur's guarded by Myers. Back up top, it goes to Walton. Walton kicks it over to Myers. Myers with the three, and she hits it. Second three of the game for Myers. 25-14. Barger gets it, throws it up, no good. Quick transition there by the Knights. And Mackenzie Barger had a wide open look and just threw it a little too hard.
Had a great look.
Clay City with the basketball. Lauren Myers got it up top. No hurry, trailing 25-14. She throws it over in the corner, and that's going to be Tara Arthur, and she's fouled by Maurer. Calling him body foul on Maurer.
Tell you what, if anything, I thought it would have been on Arthur. It looked like she kind of lowered her shoulder
a little bit. So the foul situation, tonight 6, the Eels 7. Clay City trying to get it inbounds, and they finally do in the far back court. Ball's going to be controlled by Walton. Walton's guarded by Tara Pierce. Man-to-man here for the Knights. Screen set up top by Hyatt. Hyatt gets it on the give and go. Ball's on the floor. Tara Pierce dives for it. And we get a jump ball. So it'll be Clay City basketball. Good hustle there by Tara Pierce.
Oh, yeah. Like we talked about all game so far, both teams really want this win. They're doing everything they can, doing the hustle plays. Love to see it.
Clay City basketball's Hyatt. Hyatt gets it. She travels. Not called, and they're going to get a foul on Barger reaching across. So going to the line now will be Emily Hyatt. Hyatt will go to the line.
Yep, for the rest of the half, both teams will be shooting free throws here.
Tonight's game of service, Cilantro's Cantina in Brazil, home of Mexcellence, excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's located at 40 and 340 on the west end of Brazil. First one's up and no good. Rebound comes off to Spencer. Spencer gets it to Barger. Barger three. That was Richie with the three. No good. Almost a rebound by Barger. But Clay City has it. Clay City basketball. Emily Hyatt has it on the left elbow. Moves it across the court to Kendra Wirtz on a long pass. Wirtz gives it up to Lauren Myers, back up to top of the key. Slows it down. Coach Sender's barking out another play, trying to get something out of the Clay City offense. Just 3:30 to go in the first half, and the ball's saved by, tipped by Audrey Spencer to Tara Pierce, and Pierce couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, great hustle right there by Spencer, almost diving into the doors to exit the gym to make sure she saved it, but still Eels ball here.
25-14 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 3:28 to go in the first half. Clay City looks to get it inbounds, and they do to Emily Hyatt. Hyatt guarded by Spencer. Gives it up. That's Myers. Myers dribbles right side, gets a screen, finds a seam, throws it up. No good. Barger with the rebound. Barger gets it off to Audrey Spencer, and she's going to walk it up the court. Spencer dribbles it up. Nothing. Gets it to Pierce. Tara Pierce now. Right elbow. Gets a screen by Richie. Off to Audrey Spencer. One-on-one. She goes ISO. Kicks it back out to Tara Pierce. Ooh. Pierce shoots a three. No good.
I tell you, out of the three threes she has missed tonight, they've all rimmed in and out.
Yep.
They've all had a chance,
and
they've all been great shots.
So Lauren Myers with the basketball. She gives it up to Arthur. Tara Arthur's got it, looking to get rid of it. She finally does, gets it up top to Miller. Miller down inside to Hyatt. Hyatt gets her pocket picked, and it's stolen away by Audrey Spencer. Spencer gets it ahead to Pierce. Back to Myers. Timeout, Coach Keys. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, 25-14. Knights with 11-point lead. Great outside shooting so far for the Lady Knights and Coach Zach Keys.
Oh, yeah, it's big, magnificent, and it's good to see him finally getting in there.
Northview basketball. Timmerman's got it. Throws it across court to Mallard. She travels. Second turnover for the Knights.
That violent head fake of Mowers, I tell you.
That was more than a head fake.
Yep.
She stepped into her dribble.
Yep.
So they throw it way ahead, and that's a nice inlet for the Eels. Up and off the glass is Emily Hyatt, and she picks up her sixth point of the game, 25-16. Timmerman's got it, dribbles in, throws it ahead, and it's going to be a jump ball, Knights basketball. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. It's tax season. Go see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block. Tonight we'll have Player of the Game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. If you need an insurance quote, give Chad a call at 812-208-3244. Knights with the turnover, the five-second call, as the Knights couldn't get it inbounds with the defense very well by the Eels.
Oh, yeah, great pressure right there, not allowing the offense to work. Good job for Clay City right there.
Another full court press put on by the Knights and a long pass to the Eels. Got a three attempt up by Wirtz, no good. Long rebound, and it's going to be fought for. Jump ball, Clay City basketball. Wirtz with about a 24-footer there. And Coach Sender throws in a sub here. Let's see, who is this one? Number 10. That is Demi Wolf. Demi Wolf, a sophomore, checks in for the Eels. Eels trying to get it in, can't get it in. Almost another five-second call, but it's tipped off and saved by Lauren Myers. Myers gets it ahead, and it's a shot put up by Wirtz. No good. Rebound, Tara Pierce, or Haley Ritchie. Ritchie gives it off to Mauer. Mauer to Pierce, left elbow. Back up top, that's going to be Barger. Barger gets it to Mauer. They're playing a little weave here. Nothing there. Just matchup defense man-to-man here by Clay City is really struggling. The Knights are struggling to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Coach Keys can't. Yeah, he's
keep moving.
Keep it going.
Yep.
Make
He'll
him come
find
out
a seam
you.
In it. But you know what we're missing right here? We're missing that little spark plug in Audrey Spencer to take something to the basket.
Yep.
Everybody's just looking to keep the weave up to the top. Nobody's looking at the seams. Mackenzie Barger just had it. She was wide open, and it's going to be dribbled off her foot, and that's going to be Katie Anderson, who checked in that break for the Knights. And she gets the third or fourth turnover for the Knights with 51.7 seconds to go in the first half.
Yeah, minus the turnover, Knights did what they wanted. They drew almost a minute off the clock with the old weave, and Clay City ball, though.
Clay City basketball. It's going to be controlled by Wirtz. Wirtz gets it off into the right corner to Hannah Walton. Walton up to the top, dribbles, being guarded by Mauer. Mauer could get a five-second call. She stays on it, and they break it. Stays on her, five-second call. Another turnover by the Eels. As Haley Walton just couldn't shake the heavy defense there by Sydney Mauer.
Yeah, Sydney Mauer playing to her strength right there, and that's defense, and that's a costly turnover for Clay City. And let's look for Northview to kind of do the same what they were doing here, but now they got their weapon.
Yep, and Audrey Spencer's back in as Katie Anderson will go to the bench.
ISO here for Audrey. She dribbles in, gets it, loses control. She had a wide open layup and turned it over. 20 seconds. Clay City basketball. Lauren Myers dribbles, drives, throws it up, and count it. Two for Myers. Cuts the lead 25-18 at 7 points. Spencer's got it. 5 seconds. Three. Dribbles. Throws it up. No good. Rebound comes off to Barger with a long three. No good at the buzzer. It would have counted. Mackenzie Barger missed it. At the half, the Knights 25, the Eels 18. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden at the half. The Lady Knights 25, the Clay City Eels 18. What do you think so far, Jacob?
I tell you, I think these are two teams that really want to win this game. When you got bragging rights on the line for your county, it's a big deal. You know, both of these teams, they don't look at the size of the school, but they look at the size of the heart. And both of these teams have big hearts out there, and they're playing one heck of a ball game. We got a 7-point game, and a lot can happen here in the second half. It was a tale of two momentums. Clay City got out to the momentum start. They got up 7 points, 9 points. And then Northview, seven unanswered. Next thing you know, it's a ball game. Next thing you know, Northview's got the lead at half. But as we've seen in the past few games, doesn't matter who's leading at half. What matters is who's leading at the end of this game.
For the Knights, Macy Timmerman leads the scoring for both teams with 10. Audrey Spencer with 6, Haley Ritchie with 5, Tara Pierce with 3, and Sydney Maurer with 1. For the Eels, 8 points by Lauren Myers, 6 for Emily Hyatt, and 2 for Kaylee Miller, and 2 for Haley Walton. Knights 25, Eels 18. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about the boys' game coming up this Friday night. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jacob Harden here at Northview High School. We're doing our little triple B, is what I like to call it, at halftime. The Brad bathroom break as he's getting back up here. But by golly, we got a lot of good basketball going on as the man himself sits back down in the booth here. Brad, welcome back.
Well, I had a chance to talk to the varsity boys basketball coach, Coach Owens, down at Clay City. And we talked a little bit about the Terre Haute North Clay City game. He said they went to the free throw line zero times in that game and still had a chance to win it.
That's miraculous.
Yeah, you don't see that very often in high school basketball. You don't shoot a free throw. We've seen several of them here. The Knights from the free throw line, let's see, Jacob, they went to the line eight times and they were 5 for 8. So not awful bad. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, nine times. So not too awful bad for Clay City. They went to the free throw line 5 times, and they're 2 of 5. Right now the story's been the big three ball. Macy Timmerman with 2 threes, Tara Pierce with the 3, Haley Ritchie with the 3, and Sydney Maurer almost had the 3 there.
Yeah.
That rimmed in and out. But like you said, Tara Pierce, all three of her misses, we're almost made.
Yeah, and the thing, too, with Tara is she does a good job at making sure she's shooting a good shot, because that's something that's kind of, you know, came back to bite this team sometimes, is they just go down and they take the first shot they have, not the first good shot they have, and, you know, you have contested threes. But something Tara makes sure she does is she makes sure she shoots a good shot, and that happens because of a lot of good ball movement and a lot of good screening action. And, yeah, like you say, like we talked about, every shot of hers has been pinpoint, but just three of them have been a little bit in and out. So let's see if we can get that bounce going for her in the second half, because you know she's going to have some open shots.
Bookmark our webpage. Stream us from anywhere, WAMBradio.com. That's WAMBRADIO.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're Timeless 1130 WAMB, also on 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Jacob, Friday night, the boys' basketball game is against Cloverdale, WIC crossover game. Coach Byram, you know, they just played them. We just called that game there at Cloverdale not too long ago, and it was pretty much a one-sided contest. Let's hope we can continue on the same Friday night.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Northview's going to have to come out with the same bulldog mentality. You can never, ever, ever, ever take a team too lightly. And, you know, you might have beat them by a million one game, but that doesn't mean you're going to do the same the next. So you got to come out that same intensity, and I look for that to happen for Coach Byram and the boys.
Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. We have 5 Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National Avenue in downtown Brazil. Here comes the Lady Knights back out onto the court. We got just around 2 minutes before we start the second half. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. For the rest of our Start Something New sales event in January, all new vehicle purchases will receive the first year's maintenance on us. With deals like $5,000 off in-stock Jeep Gladiator, $5,000 off in-stock Jeep Wranglers, both two- and four-door, and the all-new Ram 1500, as low as $309 per month. Come see our new location on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, and let us show you how we're not number one. You are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's halftime. The Lady Knights 25, the Lady Eels 18. Cross County rivalry game here is Battle of Clay County. And the Clay City Eels went cold after a hot start, and Audrey Spencer got a couple big key baskets to fire the Knights up. And then Macy Timberman with 10 points, two back-to-back threes, put the Knights up 25-18. I'm Brad Wallace. With me tonight's Jacob Harden. Back in the studios, Dennis Porter doing a fine job keeping things going. Jacob's back from his JBB. So we'll get this second half going, and hopefully we can get you an Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, and a Knights W after the game. So it'll be Northview basketball to start the second half as Macy Timberman looks to not Macy. Thought she was going to go take it out. It's going to be Audrey Spencer taking it out. Knights a little sluggish coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, hopefully they can fine-tune themselves here, because if they come out thinking they got this game won, they're sorely mistaken. They got to earn it.
Here we go. Audrey inbounds the ball to Timberman. Second half's underway, and it's Dawson. Dawson to Spencer. Spencer right corner to Richie. She dribbles back up, and we're going to see that weave again. Mm-hmm. Starting five for the Knights. Timberman's got it, gets it to Spencer. She dribbles in, drives, throws it up, no good. Rebound's going to be fought for, and it's controlled by Richie. Spencer almost had a nice layup. I think she was fouled. No whistle, though. Ref's letting them play hard here. Spencer with the basketball, extended right elbow. Knights going left to right on the radio dial this time. Audrey doesn't find anything. She just dribbles up top and barks out orders. Coach Keys directing traffic.
Yep.
Spencer carried the ball. Turnover Knights. Knights had five turnovers in the first half. The Eels had eight, unofficially.
That's something you don't see very often, is a turnover from Audrey with the ball handling, you know.
I think she was indecisive. Clay City basketball. Audrey's going to get it back. Nope. Richie tips it. Almost a steal by Richie. Nice defense early here in the second half by the Knights. So the ball's controlled by Myers. Myers on the left side gives it up to Walton. Walton throws it inside. It's going to be Miller. Miller travels.
Great defense down low by both Dawson and Richie. Hand straight up, doing exactly what you need to do, and it causes the travel.
So the one turnover apiece here to start the second half. Macy Timberman with the basketball, walks it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, pace a little bit. Now she looks to drive. Kicks it off on the right side, and that's going to be Richie. Richie back to Timberman. Little give and go. Timberman under the basket. Reverse layup. Count it.
Nice move.
Little Kobe Bryant-like move there
that's
by
right.
Macy
that's
Timberman.
Right.
Beautiful move there by Timberman, and Clay City's got the ball. 27-18, and Timberman Timberman steals it, and then she gets fouled. Nice steal there by Macy Timberman, and she's going to be fouled by the Eels. Wow. Hustle foul and a frustration foul.
Yeah.
Emily Hyatt, she picks up her second. That looks like something Coach Sanders would have did back in the 90s. Clay City with the foul there. That's the second one or first one of the half. Knights basketball. Audrey Spencer drives a little floater. Count it.
Nice.
Two for Spencer. Knights got four here in the second half. Next. Extend the lead 29-18 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Such a great touch down low by Spencer.
Clay City basketball thrown inside, and that's going to be Miller. Miller kicks it over. Nice little play there. And that's going to be a foul on the Knights as Abby Joe Krupp went to the basket, and Dawson picks up her third foul. So Groupie will go to the line to shoot two. Back iron, bounces, no good. Groupie yet to score for the Eels. Checking in now for the Knights will be the younger sister of Haley Ritchie, Miss Riley Ritchie, number 12. And Hannah will have to go to the bench with three fouls. Groupie's second shot's up, no good. Rebound Audrey Spencer. She wants to drive. Coast to coast. Throws it up, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. It went in. It went in, but it's going to be a foul. Foul's on number 23. That's Abby Joe. And that's going to be her third.
Yep. So both teams with a...
Groupie with three fouls. Her and Dawson both on the bench now. So it'll be Northview basketball. Ritchie triggers it into Pierce. Pierce dribbles left side, throws it up. It gets tipped out of bounds.
She tried to sell the foul.
Yeah.
But he wasn't buying it. But still Northview ball down low here under their own basket.
Haley Ritchie set to trigger it in. Gets it to her little sister, Riley. Right corner, she's trapped, throws it up, and it gets stolen away. Turnover Knights. That's the sophomore with a little mistake there. She should have faked that pass and give it a bounce pass, but she'll learn.
That's right.
Clay City basketball, right side controlled by Harrison. Harrison up top, she gives it away to Miller. Miller down, throws it inside to Myers. Myers throws a shot up, no good. Riley Ritchie with the rebound. Audrey Spencer dribbles, drives, throws it up. No good. Rebound, Clay City. Not much offense here ran by the Knights as Spencer's just take it to the basket.
Yep.
Clay City basketball, Miller inside out. Gives it back up, and that's going to be 13 Walton. Walton throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Miller. Miller's
Ritchie,
shot.
Great
blocked.
Defense down there. Riley Ritchie, wonderful defense.
Northview basketball, Macy Timmerman's got it at the volleyball line. Walks it back over to the center and gives it up to Riley Ritchie, and we're back into the weave.
Shades of Norman Dale's offense from Hoosiers. Nice little patience, and it pays off. Audrey Spencer down low. What a put.
Audrey with the little ISO move there. Takes it to the right side, throws it high off the glass, and it scores for 31-18. The Knights with a 13-point lead. On your Great Dane scoreboard, 4:20 to go in the third period. Clay City basketball, drive inside and count it. Two for Stella Harrison. Clay City finally scores here in the first with 4 minutes to go in the third period. Macy Timmerman coast to coast, and it's good. Timeout Northview. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
4:07 to go in the third period on your Great Dane scoreboard. Knights 33, Eels 20. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jacob Harden. Been all Knights here in the second half. They've put up 8-2 over the Eels just here in the 4 minutes of the second half. Clay City inbounds it. Tipped out of bounds by Maurer. Nice defense there by the Knights, almost forcing the turnover.
Yep.
Full court pressure put on by the Knights.
Northview definitely making it known that, hey, they're a force to be reckoned with defensively.
Well, this is going to bleed over into the sectional.
That's right.
Clay City gets it in. They're going to trap. Knights with a nice trap. Ooh.
Nice
almost
travel. Almost. Yeah.
Right here in front of us. Balls. Clay City's got it inside. Shots thrown up by Arthur. No good. Rebound offensively to Clay City. It's going to be controlled by Myers. Myers on the right side gives it to Walton. Walton back to Myers. Three-pointer in the air, and it's good.
That was big for Clay City. Gives them a little bit of life left now. Only 10-point down here.
Macy Timmerman with the basketball. Dribbles inside. Nothing there. Kicks it out, and it's Tara Pierce. Pierce gives it off to Katie Anderson. Anderson to Richie. Richie thought about a long three. Gives it up. Sidney Maurer. Now to Timmerman. Nice ball movement by the Knights. Timmerman drives, throws it up, and she's fouled.
Great job by Timmerman. Nice little shot fake to get the defender off her feet and goes right at her.
Foul's going to be on 44. That's Miller, her first, team's third. Timmerman to shoot two. Dribbles a lot. Throws it up, very short. Barely got the front of the iron. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. I'd like to thank U.S. Lawns for being a service to tonight's game. Located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timmerman's second shot's up and good, and it stretches the lead 34-23. 11 points with 3 minutes to go in the third. Clay City basketball. Lauren Myers, right side, gives it up to Wirtz. Wirtz going to be trapped, throws it away, and it's picked up by Tara Pierce. Another turnover by the Eels, and Macy Timmerman's got it. Gives it up to Maurer. Maurer dribbles. Ooh, she was wide open for a three. Didn't shoot it, and Tara Pierce will drive. Kicks it out to Maurer. Maurer now with a three. Back iron, no good.
Another good look, though, by the Knights.
Yep. Now we're 0 for 2 from behind the arc. 2 minutes, 28 seconds to go. Clay City basketball. Lauren Myers dribbles in, kicks it up top. Three in the air, no good. That was Wirtz, Kendra Wirtz, and its rebound comes off to the Knights. So Macy Timmerman's got it up at the big end. Being guarded by Arthur. Timmerman drives. Nice defense there by the Eels. She kicks it back out. Maurer, 15-footer. Back iron, no good. Sydney's just a little strong with her shots. And we get a jump ball on a rebound. Nice hustle by Timmerman.
It's a veteran move by such a young player.
Yeah.
Sophomore Timmerman.
Snuck in behind her and tied it up.
That's a great play right there.
Change of possession. We'll go arrow. We'll go to the Knights. So 2 minutes to go. And some substitutions as Audrey Spencer and Riley Ritchie check back in for the Knights. And Maurer and Pierce will go to the bench.
A little confusion out here. Let's see what's going on.
We've got too many players. Coach Cinder's trying to slide in the sixth player. So here we go. Just under two. Clay City basketball. Lauren Myers with the ball. Being guarded by Ritchie. Haley Ritchie. Down inside now it goes to Wolf. Wolf back up top, and that's Lauren Myers. Myers inside to Walton. Walton dribbles in, and she's fouled. Who's the foul on
looks
there,
like
Jacob?
Might get Spencer. Let's see here.
A little reach in.
Yep.
It was.
Spencer. That's going to be, whoops. Well,
Audrey's second. I got a spare right here.
Thank you.
Can't throw your pin at the Coach McDonald.
Yeah, the only pin he ever let me throw.
Ball's inbounded by Clay City. They get it ahead, and that's going to be Lauren Myers. Myers dribbles in. Nothing there. Kicks it back up top to Arthur. Arthur back to Myers. Myers in left wing. Throws it out to Demi Wolf. Wolf inside, and that's going to be Abby Joe. Throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Katie Anderson. Anderson gets it to Timmerman. Timmerman drives the length of the floor, goes up, throws up a prayer, and gets fouled. Foul's going to be on number 10. That's Demi Wolf.
Her first. Timmerman taking off her, taking after her counterpart, Audrey Spencer, right there being aggressive going in. And
that's what Macy did last year and was so successful. She's kind of got away from it this year. First free throw's up and good. So Timmerman now from the line is four for five. And tonight's lead, 35-23, a 12-point lead on your Great Dane scoreboard. Timmerman's second shot, up and good. 36-23, Timmerman will come out of the game, and Sydney Maurer will check in.
Timmerman having herself a great game, not only offensively, but she's been a defensive spark and the reason for a lot of these Clay City turnovers.
Yep, 17 points now for Macy Timmerman. Clay City inbounds the ball. Lauren Myers going to walk it across the timeline. Matchup man-to-man for the Knights. And she just dribbles it off her hip and out of bounds. And that's Lauren Myers with the turnover. Fourth turnover for the Eels. 12 on the game. 36-23. Like to thank our sponsors, Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Ball's inside to Riley Ritchie. She's got it above her head. Gonna have to be a foul or a tie-up or something, and I don't know what they called.
We're about to find out.
It's gonna be a foul. No signal was called, and that's Abby Joe's fourth foul. Fifth foul? That's five.
Oh, there's only four on my count, but five on the scoreboard count,
five
the one
on
that
the
matters.
Scoreboard. So with 57.9 to go in the third, Abby Joe Groupie is going to the bench. So let's see. Coming in her place will be 44, and that's Miller. Kaylee Miller, and Northview's got the ball. Haley Ritchie set to trigger it in. She does. She gets it to her little sister, Riley. Riley throws up a shot, and it's blocked, and it's saved by Audrey Spencer. Spencer splits the defenders, throws it up, and almost gets it to fall.
Great job, though, after that strip by Katie Anderson to keep that alive and tip it to Spencer right there. And as a result, more free throws, Brad. More free throws here.
Audrey has missed three. She's two for five. Let's put both these in, young lady. Make the first one and get the second one. Here we go. First one's up and good. Like to thank Lorenz Service, the service for tonight's game, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceIncorporated.com for more information. Spencer's second shot's up and no good. Rebound comes off to Lauren Myers. Clay City basketball, 40 seconds to go in the third. Left side, Stella Harrison. Kicks it up, 15-footer, air ball. Kaylee Miller thought she was closer than she was.
Yep.
A little depth perception there by Miller. And we got a sub coming in. That's going to be Timmerman. And Katie Anderson will go to the bench. So 34 seconds to go. Timmerman will take the inbounds. Coach Keyes tells them to hold for one.
Yep.
So Riley Ritchie's up to the top of the post. Haley Ritchie's running baseline. They leave Audrey Spencer wide open. She drove too far in the basket.
Yep.
Rookie mistake there by the freshman.
A little overcompensation.
Yeah,
right
she's
there.
Seen a wide open lane. So Clay City has the ball. Drive inside, and shot's
another
thrown up
here,
by Meyer.
Good look.
Inside out. Rebound comes off, and Audrey Spencer give it to Timmerman. Timmerman missed it. So at the end of three, the Knights with a 37-23 advantage. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back, Northview High School. The Knights lead 37-23 on your Great Dane scoreboard. We're getting ready to start the fourth period. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jacob Harden. Jacob, you can't do it without our sponsors. I'd like to thank Great Dane Trailers. Join our team. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Timberman with the basketball. Last period underway. Knights 37, Eels 23. Spencer kicks it out to Timberman. It's blocked. Three-pointer by Timberman's blocked, and it'll be Clay City basketball. Timberman pleading to the official because the girl just tackled her.
Yep. They're letting him play.
So Clay City basketball. Inside move to Hyatt. Hyatt throws it up. No good. Spencer with the rebound. Spencer gets it, and she just wants to go.
Yep. And really right now, if you're Northview, you need to just be patient. Yep. They got to come to you. You're up 14.
Timberman drives, finds a seam, lays it off the glass. 19 points for Timberman. You can't pass that up, Jacob.
Exactly. When you got that wide open lane, you got to give what they or take what they give you right there.
Timeout, so. Coach Senders. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Basketball, WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights 39, Eels 23. 7 minutes to go in the game, Jacob. And it's been all Northview here in the second half.
It sure has. They've won every quarter so far. And kind of like baseball, win every inning. You win every quarter, you're going to win the game.
Offensive foul called on Clay City's Kaylee Miller. She has lowered her shoulder, mowed her over. And so it's Northview basketball. That's a 17th foul. Coach Sender's not happy with the foul situation.
Not at all.
So Macy Timmerman's got it. She gets it across the timeline to Spencer. Spencer to Tara Pierce. Back to Macy Timmerman. Finds an open Richie for three. Oh, just missed it again.
Yep.
Haley Richie, 1 for 3 from behind the arc tonight for the Knights. Clay City basketball, right wing. It's going to be controlled by Harrison. Harrison's going to be fouled.
It's going to be Audrey Spencer's third, according to my count.
Yep. That's Spencer's third. So Spencer and Dawson both have three fouls. And Jason Senders, Coach Senders, grabs PJ's arm and tells him, look, he's catching up on the fouls. Another offensive foul as he's arguing. As a shove-off is called there by number five, Emily Hyatt. Hyatt just tackles her. Coach Senders didn't even see it. He was arguing the call and didn't even see what happened. So he's not going to be happy when he watches that on film. So Timmerman with the basketball. Gets it up to Richie. Another wide-open three by Richie, and she misses it. But Timmerman gets the rebound, throws it up, and good. 21 points for the sophomore and Timmerman.
What a read right there by Macy Timmerman to read that angle, get that offensive board.
The future is bright for Coach Keys with these freshmen and sophomores. Clay City basketball, dribbling inside, shots up and count it. That's the Haley Walton picking up her fourth point of the game. Knights basketball, Richie with a long three.
Oh.
They called it off. Traveled.
Wow.
She finally got it to fall, and they call her with a travel.
Hate to see it. Good shot, though.
I didn't see it. I seen the good ball movement.
Yep. Yeah, we kind of had a tough angle. All the defenders got in the way, but
Hannah Dawson checks in, and Tara Pierce will go to the bench. Tonight's 41-25, up by 16 on the Great Dane scoreboard, 5:40 to go. Clay City basketball. Walton has it. Looks inside to Wolf. Wolf back out up top to Hyatt. Hyatt for three. No good. Fight for the rebounds. Controlled by Clay City. Back up, and we got a foul. Wolf threw it up, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Audrey Spencer, her fourth.
Well, what do you do if you're Coach Keys? 5:31 left in the ball game.
Let her play.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let her play. Right now she's got 11 points. See how well she can do it. Wolf's first free throw's up and good. Cuts the lead down to 15.
I mean, really, you think this is a situation you could be in come sectional time. You know, one of your best players is in foul trouble. They got to play smart because you got to have them out there.
Demi Wolf with her second shot, and it's up and good. 41-27. Audrey Spencer with the basketball. Throws it ahead to Richie, and it's stolen away. Turnover Knights has nice hustle play there by Lauren Myers. Myers with the basketball, dribbles up, 15-footer, little floater off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound comes off to Northview, but we got a foul. It's going to be a 21. That's Myers. Myers' first foul. She'll come out, and going in will be Stella Harrison. Audrey Spencer with four fouls, going to have a seat. And Miss Haley Ritchie will go to the line to shoot one in bonus.
Give the senior an opportunity to score some more points here on their home court for the last time.
Yep. Ritchie's first shot's up and count it. 6 points for Haley Ritchie. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of our community. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. That's Pepsi Cola. Second shot by Ritchie's good. 7 points for Haley Ritchie. The Knights back to a 43-27, 16-point lead on a Great Dane scoreboard. 5 minutes to go. Clay City ball inside. Shots up and count it. That's Emily Hyatt. Hyatt now with 8 points. Macy Timmerman dribbles in. Kicks it up to Maurer. Maurer, ISO, dribbles, spins, kicks it outside to Ritchie. Ritchie to Timmerman. Timmerman dribbles, drives, throws it off the glass. She goes to the floor, no whistle. And the rebound comes off to Clay City, and that's going to be number 22, Shaylee Evans. And Evans scores for the Eels.
Northview rightfully slowing it down a little bit. 12-point game now. That's within reach here, 4 minutes. Slow it down. But here we go, turnover.
Emily Hyatt steals it. Takes it down. And, oh, my goodness, she misses the layup, and then she falls on top of Macy Timmerman, and it's going to be a foul. And Timmerman will go to the line to shoot two, and that's four on Emily Hyatt.
Wow. Yeah, Hyatt not afraid to make the aggressive play defensively, going for the loose ball.
Yeah. So Shaylee Evans, number 22, checked in there for Coach Senders and the Lady Eels. Timmerman's at the line, and her first one's up and good. Macy Timmerman now has 22 points, Jacob.
Oh, wow.
She's making a threat for the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Brought to you after the conclusion. Timmerman's second shot's nothing but net. Timmerman now with a strong performance, 23 points. Clay City basketball. Emily Hyatt playing with four fouls. She's got it. She dribbles in, kicks it out, left wing. Three balls up by Evans. No good. Rebound comes off to Ritchie. Haley Ritchie, Audrey Spencer, Sydney Maurer, Mackenzie Barger on the floor. Spencer's got it. Kicks it up to Ritchie. Ritchie, long three. Back iron, no good. Fight for the rebound. Almost come out by Maurer, and she didn't get it. Another timeout, Clay City, and it's a 60-second timeout, and we'll take one as well. We'll be back on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights 45, Eels 31.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 45, the Eels 31. 29 fouls been called here in the game. Thanks for staying tuned in and listening. Clay City basketball up top, and it's going to be a three-pointer in the air by Wirtz, and she got it. Kendra Wirtz. And what do we got here? We got a whistle.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
We got a whistle here.
Myers is getting eyed down by one of the officials, yeah. And he's going to go have a little chat.
Fouls on 21. That's Lauren Myers. That's her second.
Interesting.
She grabbed a hold of her, but there was a little tussle with her and Maurer.
Yeah.
And so Sydney Maurer will go to the line to shoot two. We're in the double bonus.
Yep.
So Maurer to shoot two. Maurer with 1 point coming from the free throw line at the beginning of the first quarter. Shots up, and it's good. 2 points now for the sophomore, Sydney Maurer.
She's taking no time. She's going right to the next one here.
Second shot's up, and count it. 47-34. 13-point lead for the Knights. 3 minutes, 28 seconds to go. Myers with the basketball. Right side, dribbles in. Nothing there. Nothing there. She finally gets rid of it. Gets it up top to Demi Wolf. Wolf. To Emily Hyatt. Hyatt goes in, and she's fouled by Maurer. Sydney Maurer picks up a foul, her second. And it'll be Clay City ball. Sets its check, throw it in. It'll be Lauren Myers. Myers, the backdoor play, gets it into Hyatt. Hyatt can't handle it.
Hyatt almost committed her fifth foul right there.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be.
Should have been, but.
But Haley Ritchie can't hold on to it, and it goes out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover Knights, their fifth turnover. They've matched their first half already here in the second half. Inside, and it's going to be Macy Timmerman called with a foul. Foul on Timmerman, going after the loose ball. So now they're catching up, 10-6 on the foul situation. Hannah Dawson comes in, and the senior Mackenzie Barger comes out. Set to trigger is Clay City. Ball's inbounded, and it's thrown up and off the rim by Emily Hyatt. Tipped out of bounds, and a ball will stay here with Clay City.
Heck, at this rate, Brad, it might stay here the rest of the game.
It's been a while. 3:01 to go. Inbound by Clay City. It's going to be controlled by Tara Arthur. Arthur gets it off to Lauren Myers in the right wing. Myers dribbles, drives, throws it off the glass, and she's fouled.
Wow.
Maurer picks up another foul. Three fouls for Maurer. So going to the line to shoot two will be Lauren Myers. Myers with 11 points for the Eels, her first time at the line.
Like the idea, though, there by Maurer to try to at least get a charge call there.
First one's up and good. 12 points now for Lauren Myers. Myers, the senior, second shot's up and count it. 47-36, 11-point game. Macy Timmerman says, I'm going coast to coast, throws up the layup and gets hacked, and Coach Keyes finally gets up and he's going to question that.
Yep.
I understand no call at 1 point, but wow. Spencer's going to get her fifth foul. She keeps that up. And they call Macy Timmerman with a foul and her fourth.
Jeez.
So Macy with a little frustration there. So going to the line for Clay City will be 31. That's Tara Arthur. She's yet to score.
More free throws.
Seven fouls now for the Knights. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes off to Spencer. Spencer with the ball. Knights just need to spread it out and slow it down.
Yeah, you could hear Coach Keys on the sideline saying, easy, easy, as Audrey was looking to go for that gap again. They're just going to run the clock out, make them foul here.
Audrey Spencer's got it up top to Hannah Dawson. Dawson, a little shuffle pass to Maurer. Maurer looks to get it to Timmerman, and she does. Timmerman holds it. 2 minutes to go in the game. Knights up by 11. Maurer dribbles, kicks it out to Spencer. Spencer to a Timmerman, left wing. Just running the clock.
Yep.
Timmerman drives, gets a wide open layup, count it. Macy Timmerman, 25 points now for the sophomore.
Great
49-36.
Read. Great read by the sophomore to catch the laziness right there for that split second. She took advantage.
Three attempts up by Clay City. That's in and out. No good for Myers. Rebound comes off to Spencer. Spencer gets it ahead to Richie. Richie wisely gets it to Timmerman. 30-second timeout by Coach Keys. We're going to keep it here and thank some of our sponsors. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's located west of Brazil on U.S. 40 and a split at 340. That's Cilantro's Grill and Cantina. Stop in and see Sue Goshen at your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Jacob, right now for the Knights, Macy Timmerman. I've got Macy with 8 points here in the fourth period,
wow.
25 in the game. Haley Ritchie with 7. Audrey Spencer with 11, hasn't scored here in the fourth period. Tara Pierce with 3. And Sydney Maurer with 3 for 49 points so far for the Knights.
Oh, yeah, doing incredible. And I tell you, this is exactly what the doctor prescribed for this Northview Knights team. They needed to get their offense going into the sectional. They've always played really good defense. And I tell you, if they can keep this up come next week, they got a chance.
Here we go. Knights inbound the ball. 1:30 to go, and Audrey Spencer's got it. Coach Sanders won't give up. He's got the defense on prime here after that timeout. And Timmerman with a long three. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Dawson. So Macy Timmerman with a stare down by Coach Keys,
yep.
And a question of, what are you doing?
Yep. Hey, one more trying to pat the stats a little bit.
Trying to get it, trying to get some scoring. I don't know what she's doing. But
trying to get to the 30 mark, I think.
Need the W. That's what matters.
That's
minute
right.
to go. Clay City basketball. Right side, it's going to be controlled by Demi Wolf. Wolf hands it off to number 21, and that's Myers. Myers dribbles left wing. Nothing there. A little keep away here going on by Clay City. Running the clock, and I'm not going to complain. Ball's going to be fed inside to a waiting 31, and that's Tara Arthur, and she's going to go to line to shoot a pair.
And with 48.8 seconds, it looks as if Audrey Spencer is going to foul out here, Brad.
Yep, Audrey fouls out. Tara Pierce will come in. And the Knights with a 49-36 lead. Coach Keys talking to Audrey Spencer about that foul. And shots, free throws up, and it's good. 49-37. Tara Arthur hits her first. Arthur's second shot's up, and it's good. 49-38. Well, we thought we had a substitution, but we don't. Mackenzie Barger will inbound the ball. She gets it to Tara Pierce. Pierce going to be trapped in the corner and gets it back to Barger, and Barger's fouled.
Yep. Like you say, Coach Sender's still playing to win here.
Oh, yeah.
9-11.
Yeah,
I mean,
got to love
you
it.
You love to see it. Because
I like the fact that Barger's going to line the senior, though. She's going to get a chance to score here. She's yet
I
to
agree.
Score.
Get her some points here to – in her home career here at Northview High School on this beautiful court. I tell you, in the span of 4 or 5 years, Bethany Jones, Scott Buell doing such a great job for our athletics department. This court is beautiful, Brad.
Oh, it is. So Barger shots up and count it. Mackenzie Barger with 1. Checking in for the Knights will be number 12, Riley Ritchie, and coming out will be Haley Ritchie, the senior. Like to see that. Coach Keys takes her out here. To a standing ovation by a lot of the Knights faithful. Haley will go to the bench tonight with 7 points. Second shot's up by Barger, and it's good, and Mackenzie Barger will come out. Great job for the senior in Barger, and what a great 4 years she's had.
Yep.
On now to softball. She's got tears in her eyes. Her and Haley's crying and hugging each other.
Not done yet. We still got next week.
Oh, I know, but they won't be here at home.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
30 seconds to go, 51-38, Clay City basketball. Right side, and it's going to be thrown inside and out of bounds off of Macy Timmerman's foot, and it's going to stay Clay City's basketball. Macy's kind of wondering what happened, but PJ, he sold everybody on it, so it's Eels basketball. Ball's inbounded. Shots put up by Walton. It's no good, and Northview will have the ball with 15 seconds to go. Sydney Maurer's got it in the right corner, and she's going to dribble up top and give it to Dawson. Dawson to Timmerman. Now to Pierce. 5 seconds.
That's
going to be the ball game. The Knights 51, the Eels 38. We'll be back with the Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
It's a new year, and we've got great deals at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, we have Colorados as low as $99 a month, Silverados as low as $299 per month, Chevy Blazers up to $6,500 off, and Buick Regals up to $9,000 off. Take advantage of this only at one place, York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Northview Knights move on to 8-15 as they beat the county rival, Clay City Lady Eels, 51-38 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Jacob, what a good night for it to be a night.
Yeah, this was a great game. It was back and forth there for a long time, but I'll tell you something that stuck out to me as far as, you know, team-wise, is Northview won every quarter that game.
Yep.
You know, Clay City got off to that hot start in the first, but Northview bounced back. And just like I said earlier, you know, it's like kind of like in baseball, win the inning, win the inning. Well, if you win every single quarter, you're going to win the game.
That's right.
What Northview did tonight. But wonderful display of basketball out here by both teams. I wish both of them obviously nothing but the best and sectional. But, hey, I tell you, if the Knights play the way they did tonight offensively and defensively and they fine-tune a little things as far as turnovers
and fouls,
they got a chance to give Edgewood a run for their money.
Yep. All right, scoring for the Knights. Macy Timmerman, 25. Audrey Spencer, 11. 7 for Haley Ritchie. 3 for Tara Pierce. 3 for Sydney Maurer. 2 for Mackenzie Barger. Want to wish a great, tell them thank you for a great 4 years. Wish them the best of luck in the future as the two seniors played their last home games here at Northview tonight, and that being Haley Ritchie and Mackenzie Barger. Both of them taken out there in the fourth quarter to a standing ovation here at Northview. For the Eels, scoring 13 for Lauren Myers, 10 for Emily Hyatt, 4 for Haley Walton, 2 for Kaylee Miller, 2 for Stella Harrison, 3 for Kendra Wirtz, 2 for Tara Arthur, and 2 for Shaylee Evans. A lot of scoring there for the Eels, Jacob.
Oh, yeah, very balanced. They really didn't have one superstar. They had a team full of really good stars, you know, that play well together. They did a great job, and the future is bright for Clay City, just as it is for Northview as far as basketball goes.
Their 4 seniors being Haley Walton, Stella Harrison, Lauren Myers, and Kendra Wirtz. All 4 getting playing time tonight. Probably the last chance for them to play here in Clay County, too, because I know Clay City's on the road as well.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back with your player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. The Knights 51, the Eels 38 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight, Jacob, who do you got for the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game?
We had a lot of great Northview Knights playing out there tonight, but one that really stuck out in the shining armor has to, you know, this award has to go to Macy Timmerman. I tell you, she scored 25 points. She was a threat defensively, and she was scrappy as could be, and she was a headache for the Clay City Eels. But one thing that I saw that I really haven't seen as much, and mind you, she has been our leading scorer all year. She's done a phenomenal job, but her confidence tonight was unmatched. She went out there, she had that swagger about her, and she knew that when the ball was in her hands, good things were going to happen. And the Indiana Farm Bureau Chad Schottmeyer player of the game goes to Macy Timmerman.
7 of 8 from the free throw line. From behind the arc, she was 2 for 4. And from the floor, she was 6 for 8. Pretty good shooting for Timmerman for 25 points. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. We'll tune in, hope you tune in, as we'll bring you the WIC crossover game Friday night as the boys take on Cloverdale, about a 7:15 pregame show, hopefully about a 7:30 tip-off. One last time from Northview, the Knights win 51-38 to move 8-14 on the season. Jacob, it's been a great night. Glad you was able to make it. Be safe driving home. Be careful. And for Dennis Porter back in the studio, thanks for all you've done tonight, Dennis. And for all of our fans, we couldn't do it without you, and all of our advertisers. Until Friday night, be careful, be safe, and God bless.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.